Nishmat Kol Chai. I can't go into the details of the story because this is being recorded. But let's just say that there was a Jew who was sent on an important mission, a reconnaissance mission, and he was doing a very good job. He was doing such a good job that even the rabbis started believing that he had switched sides. And at the end of his days, he was concerned that the Jewish people wouldn't know that he had stayed faithful. And so, at the end of his days, after he had been working undercover for a long time and being very successful, everyone, even the Jews, were convinced that he had switched sides. He sent a letter to the rabbis. And this goes back to the period before the destruction of the Second Temple. And in that letter, he compiled the verses of Nishmat. Nishmat was his final treatise. He was saying, I never left. I've been doing a good job because you sent me to the other side and I've done what I had to do. But don't think that I've ended my days there. He was a big rabbi and everyone thought he became an apostate. Everyone thought he had left. But really, he was there doing a mission. And one day maybe we'll learn about that mission. But for now, what we need to know is at the end of his days, he sent this letter. Nishmat Kol Chai, the soul of every living being, Tevarech et Shimcha Hashem Elokim, shall bless your name, Hashem our God. Veruach Kol Basar, and the spirit of all flesh, Tefa'er Utramem Zichecha Malkeinu Tamid. The stress over here is Tamid, will always glorify and exalt your remembrance, our King. Min ha'olam ve'ad ha'olam ata'el. You are King from this world to the world to come. You are the potent one. En lanu melech go'el. We don't have a King, a Redeemer, a Savior, one who can liberate, rescue, sustain, have mercy upon us, but you. The whole focus of Nishmas is how great Hashem is. How Hashem takes care of everyone. He's always been our God. All creatures have to realize He is the master of all the whole world. And He runs the world with His kindness. He doesn't sleep. He awakens us. He gives the mute capacity to talk. Does that give you a little bit of a hint what's going on? He's the one who releases people from bondage. He supports those that are falling. He uplifts those that are bent. It is to you alone that we give thanks. And if our mouths were filled with song like the sea, if our tongues could give off song like the waves that keep crashing down, if our lips could give praise like the breaths of the heavens, if our eyes were as brilliant and shiny as the sun and the moon, if our arms could spread like the eagles of the heaven and our feet were as swift as the rams, we wouldn't be able to encompass the praise and thanks that we owe you, Hashem, our God and the God of our forefathers, and to bless you over 1,000th of a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth. Me'echad me'elef elef alfei alafim. 1,000th of a thousandth of a thousandth of a thousandth. That's,
that's four.
Four times three, 12 zeros, right?
Yeah.
One with 12 zeros. You guys figure out what that is. Okay. V'ribei revavot. And myriad of myriads of favors that you did with our forefathers and us. It began in Egypt. You took us out of Egypt, out of a house of slavery. Remember, Egypt is called the house of slavery because no one ever got out. You sustained us in famine. You took care of us, saved us from the sword, etc. Okay, you guys can read the rest in the translation.